bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hump, 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 hump a day. Yes, it's your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's Wednesday, the 2nd of March, 2016. All the best technology news coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, you might remember last week, Google Maps, yes, they introduced that pit stop feature, although we didn't really discuss that on the news show, and it's kind of so-so. So, we're going to get you caught up today on what's happening with Google Maps. That is, of course, if you're running it on iOS, they've now added the detour function, and if you've got it on your phone, 3D touch support. Yes, now that detour function, yeah, was actually first unveiled in Google Maps for Android all the way back last year in October. But now, finally, iPhone users can now go away from whatever their journey was going to be. What they do is they enter a navigation mode to follow the route they've chosen. Then they can plot a diversion route if they so want to. There's also the new search button that allows viewing options for local petrol stations, supermarkets, restaurants, and coffee shops. Of course, if you decide to go away from whatever your chosen route was, then all of that will be recalculated and let you know how much longer your trip's going to be. Sounds a lot like Waze, doesn't it? Yeah, kind of does. And yes, as I was saying, if you got the 3D touch-enabled iPhone 6S or 6S Plus, you can now hold the Google Maps icon on the home screen to get directions to home or work from your current location. Lots of little goodies coming in Google Maps for iOS users today. If you want to check them out, just go update. Lots of juicy new features are coming your way if you're a PlayStation 4 user. Yes, the new version 3.50 firmware update is going to have a lot of goodies in the bag. You're going to have new social features, friend online notification, appear offline, even play together. One of the most significant things, though, you're going to be seeing in the new firmware is remote play. This is going to work both on your PC and Mac, believe it or not. And yes, it does exactly what I just said. You're going to have remote play available on your PC or your Mac system. Sony's hoping that the new update with its console will help it come up to speed, of course, with the Xbox One, which has pretty much had all of these features already. Currently, the firmware right now is in beta, but you can look for the finished, final, polished product not too far off. And while we're still on the subject of gaming news, yes, let's bring Microsoft and Xbox into the fold, particularly Phil Spencer, yes, the chief Xbox Microsoft officer. He's actually hinting that the company will offer optional hardware upgrades for the Xbox One in the future. This sounds interesting. Going on to say that Microsoft is planning to make the Xbox One more like a PC. Of course, all of this would really rely on the universal Windows apps and, of course, Microsoft backwards game compatibility. Spencer also went on to say that Xbox One owners could actually be offered optional hardware upgrades to stay current with new technologies. Of course, this is just Philly Boy kind of speculating at this right now. We're not seeing any hardcore evidence. But I gotta admit, it would be nice to have an upgradable game box instead of having to buy a new console every few years. SoundHound, yeah, you might be familiar with that company. Well, they've got a new voice recognition system and virtual assistant for you called Hound. Yeah, how original. Now, yes, I know you're thinking, okay, we've got Siri, we've already got Cortana. What the hell do we need another one for? But apparently, Hound can do other little things for you that Siri can't, like book you an Uber if you wanted to. But on the other hand, pretty much does everything else the other assistants already do. Where's my coffee shop? Where can I get a haircut? Best restaurants? Blah, blah, blah. Now, according to SoundHound, Hound understands regular speeds. It works with multiple variables to pick up on the subtle details of a complex layered questions. In fact, when you first press on the app and say OK Hound, which is how it's activated, it'll lead you into a quick search or a complicated query. So no swipes or taps are needed after that. If you are on iOS right now, you actually can go try it out. Search for Hound. It is free in the US App Store only right now. And you can try the experience out for yourself. Personally, I've tried it, and no, Hound isn't for me. Siri is still far superior, in my opinion, and definitely less robotic. And finally, for all of our UK listeners out there that just can't get enough of reality trash TV, now you can find it all in one place. The new reality streaming service is called Hey You, and it's only going to cost you £4 or maybe £5 per month. And you get access to more than 3,000 on-demand reality crap shows. Such favorites as Real Housewives or The Kardashians. Ooh. They're even saying the new episodes that are broadcast in the U.S. will appear the same day on hey you. And if watching those trash shows ain't enough for you, you can have a whole bunch of trash talk too afterwards. That's right, news feeds that keep you up to date on the latest gossip and stuff going on with your shows. Yeah, that's all flown in through the process for this great old TV reality crap service. Now, no, this is not going to be on your Apple TV or even your smart TV to begin with. You gotta have an iPhone or an Android device. Trash TV at its finest for only £4 a month. I'll stick to Netflix, thanks. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. British Tech Network website, BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination for all things BTN, including the Mac Show, the Big Show, of course, the News Show, the Guitar Show, the Gamer Show, so many shows. Get on over there. Check them all out. You can follow British Tech 2, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger and the British Tech Slack room for the BTN community, BritishTech.slack.com. Well, that wraps up your humpy Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. Don't worry, though. We'll be back with Thursday's late installment of BTN News, getting you caught up in all the technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your hump day. And thank you very much for listening.